is Bitch Breathe. My name is Ricardia, and welcome to this special edition of Bitch Breathe, because today is International Women's Day. And for the episode today, I thought I would like to make a wish list of things that I would love to see happen within my lifetime, however long it might still be, but certainly in that of the generations to come. So there is so much opinionating about this day, but I'll say one thing first because it's positive, and I love that about the city I live in. In Berlin, they made International Women's Day an actual holiday, I think 2 or 3 years ago now. So not only is this a really cool city to live in, but actually it's also just a really fun fact that they made it a holiday, not just for women, but for all of us. And I am very positive about the day in general. I just got off the phone with someone who said, I don't need Women's Day, just pay me equally already. And yes, those things are true. And there are a lot of things I wish were in place. So we wouldn't need a Women's Day, or we wouldn't need other sort of signifying days for other groups of people that are not necessarily seen, acknowledged, or treated fairly in our various societies around the world. However, that said, that's not what I'm going to be addressing today, because today I want to talk about us women, of course, because of this day, but also because it's one thing to call to tear down the patriarchy. I'm totally with you, sisters, if that's what we're doing. But I want to look at what is it we're doing or not doing to help this process along, to get actual equality, to be the force that we are and to be reckoned with. So this might not be necessarily call to arms, isn't it? But it's a few little reminders to myself, as well as to hopefully you who is listening. So first of all, what is it that we can do to, you know, make this patriarchy thing end? Like really, really dig deep and uproot a system that is unjust, that literally kills women every day of every year, that doesn't see us, that leads us to not see ourselves, which I think is the greatest transgression of all, and that whose time has come to really just, you know, die already. I mean, the patriarchy, not the people. Wow, talk about call to arms. So here's a couple of things that I've been thinking about that I would like to integrate more and more every day in my life. And the first one is a little reminder that every little step helps. So sometimes I know when I used to be very, very active with protest marches and stuff, I would get so disheartened and defeated sometimes by how little change would happen in what I thought would be a reasonable time for that change to happen. And it would get so tiring to, you know, I mean, it's tiring to tear down the patriarchy. It's tiring to tear down entire systems that we, as well as those who benefit from them, have lived in our whole lives. Our ancestors have lived in them. So even to just question that system is already a step. And that's exactly what I talk about. Just beginning to question what it is you do every day, how you think about yourself, who you feel you are in terms of value to your partners, to your family, to the economy, to society, just questioning whether you have been valued enough, honestly questioning that, that's already a step. Because as we all know by now, we can totally operate in the outside and, you know, throw bombs or verbal bombs at people and stuff. That is one way to go. It's not mine, but it is a way to that people have done this in the past. But the other is to really look at what consciousness are you operating from, right? And if your consciousness is one of questioning, you've already made the first step. So don't feel that you're not doing anything because you're not up there picketing with the rest of us, or you're not, you know, getting divorced because you now believe all men suck, which they don't. I'm here to tell us all that they don't. But just looking at what it is you can do in terms of changing your thinking to contribute to this great movement that is very much underway right about now. And the second very easy step, let's say you're homeschooling right now, you got 3,000 different kids you're trying to teach, you know, percentages or chemistry or whatever it is too, and you have a job, or maybe you work from home and that's already pretty much a day, right? Just taking care of the home or whatever it is you do, help other women. This is something that can be done. Just help other women. It's so simple. I worked in acting in the film business for so long, over a decade, and what I noticed is there was very rarely a woman who helped another woman. And that toxic environment, that toxic femininity, is exactly one of the major reasons why I left. I didn't want to be around other women who weren't feeling loyal or a certain kind of solidarity towards their own species, but instead sort of elbowing, and me too, I think, I'm pretty sure I must have done it too, elbowing our way through life against other women. No. Let's try and work this together. You want to gossip about somebody? Stop it right there. You want to feel jealous about someone? Go ahead, but just don't put it into action. We're all jealous of each other, men, women, whatever, at times. It's fine, but try not to put that into action. Maybe do the opposite. Pay a compliment. Support them. You know, if it's uncomfortable because really there's something about her that rubs you the wrong way, maybe lean in even more and be like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to help this person. But let's really help each other. And while you're doing that, keep showing up. And I know we talk about showing up a lot at this time, because we should. We should talk about it, and more importantly, we should do it. We should show up for each other, and most importantly, show up for ourselves. Give ourselves breaks when we need them. Let ourselves be tired, be defeated, but then come back. Let ourselves be supported by people who are reaching out, who are helping, men or women. You know somebody's helping, and you're turning them down sometimes. Don't. Give others the opportunity to help you, to be of support, just as much as you are helping and supporting others. Keep showing up. And then one thing that is really important to me, because I didn't notice it for the longest of times, is to recognize the patriarchy within ourselves, to recognize internal sexism, because it's there. You know, whether it's playing small because there's a man or several in the group of people standing there, or not taking a seat at the table, like Sheryl Sandberg says, or, you know, just in general, taking it for granted that this is how it is. It begins with playing it small, and it goes further on with, oh, well, you know, that's just a guy, that's how they do, you know, that's their cheaters, or, you know, they can't help themselves, or he had a hard childhood. It's like, what? No, we've all had hard childhoods. Who cares? And men are not some primate species that can't think outside of the realm of their, what's the word I'm looking for, outside their libidos or their extreme libidos or any of these things. That makes them look really bad too. And plus, it's not true. So having all these excuses and explanations, and more importantly, accepting those excuses and explanations. No, that's internalized sexism. That's the enemy from within, thinking that things are the way they are because that's how they've always been, not questioning it and not looking at it and just carrying on like nothing happened. Shit's really going down. This time is rife with potential and force. And so whatever small way we can be part of this huge wave, sometimes it reminds me of the East Australian Current, you know, in Finding Nemo. You can either swim in the ocean, that's okay, you'll get there eventually, or you jump onto what that stream was in the ocean called the East Australian Current, like those turtles, and you just surf in the wave and totally get in there. And so, but in a faster way and in a conscious way. So ride that East Australian Current, if you will, and recognize the antagonistic thinking, the sexist thinking from within, and see if you can't find ways to modify. I can only say, honestly speaking, I've found it so much in myself. So often have I been recognizing just how much of this whole sexism is inside me. I don't need guys to put me down because I do it. I don't need them to take a seat from my table because I'm doing it. Let's keep looking at our responsibility where we don't fight for our right to be there, to take up space, and to be loud if we need to be. And then this sort of goes hand in hand with every little step helps. Pick the battles that you're good at. So none of us can fight all battles all the time. What the hell? We're just going to be battle-worn and bleeding and angry. You know, there's just no real productive way to be engaged in all warfare at all times, right? Even a general, she or he, will not tell his or her troops to just go everywhere and fight everywhere. No, they have a battle strategy. There's a battle plan. The people who need to take charge and make the decisions look at this plan, and then you deploy the forces as necessary. You deploy them according to what it is they're good at. So when we go to battle against this system, then we pick what we're good at. Are you good at writing? See if there is a blog that you can get on board with, a feminist blog. Are you really good at presenting? There, do that. Maybe within your family, people are just not really woke. They don't really know how this whole system came about or why, and they don't really want it. This is a tough one, but even try there. Family is the hardest ones, I think, sometimes. But even try there to say, hey, can you not see this from another angle, maybe? Or could you please at least not have this kind of conversation in my presence because I don't want my children to grow up thinking like this or having that opinion? Whatever small way, whatever context, whatever talent it is that you see in your life that you can bring to this movement, go for that. Let's not try to exhaust ourselves by changing the world all at once, because we're no good to anyone or any movement if we're constantly exhausted and if we're trying to be a jack of all trades. So looking at that specific niche where you can create change and then go for it. And here's the last one that I think this is like on a massive scale. This is massive. And that's to think about it. What if all women truly recognize the facts? The facts being that we are, to start with the most simple of all, we are 50% of the population. 50%. We are half of every person around the globe. Every second person around the globe is female. If each and every one of these females, or female identified, maybe even more that way, who knows, if each one recognized her power, if each one decided she wasn't going to be treated anything less than who she is and what she stands for and where she comes from, if each woman one morning woke up to the consciousness that she is powerful beyond precedent, beyond belief, and within a community that is 50% of the entire global population. What if she recognized that? What if she recognized the major contributions she's making to the economy because she, for free, takes care of her parents, of elderly relatives, of the children, all that free care that women are dishing out? Do you know what that means financially for an economy if we all stopped doing that? The economy would lose big time. Do we take any credit for that? No, we don't. We just keep on working three jobs, taking care of all the relatives, including our partners and whoever needs help, and we get paid nothing. It's okay. To a certain degree, it's a labor of love. But do you think for a moment that if the shoe were on the other foot and men were doing all this work, do we really think it would still be free? I don't. I can't speak for you. But I think they would have been more vociferous, and this is where we can take a good example from the species, right? Is that they would have fought for the right to be paid as well they should and as well we should. So let's, for a moment, take that in. That we, if we worked together, all of us, helping each other, recognizing the signs of exhaustion and then picking each other up, what we could do. Because I think if we truly realized one of two things might happen. A, we would, I have read this book once, I think it was called Holding Out. It was sort of an easy reading book. But this woman, for some movement, I can't even remember what it was she was fighting for, she started a movement where all the women in heterosexual relationships stopped having sex with their partners until a certain legislation was passed. And I thought, I realize it's entertainment and fluffy value, but can you imagine if we all really had that much solidarity? That would be interesting, right? Or if we're not going to hold out on the sex bit, what if we all stopped those caregiving jobs that we do? What if we just dropped everything we do, all the labor we do, that we do for free? Don't you just want to see that experiment? I'm dying to see that experiment. I'm dying to see what would happen if we totally dropped the ball. Just give them a little warning, the powers that be, and then drop the ball. Problem is, of course, am I going to drop the ball on my aging parents? Very unlikely. On my kids? I put them here together with someone else. Also not. So I understand the utopian aspect of my suggestion, but I do like the mental exercise of just sort of imagining what that might be like and to dream about that and see what parts of that we can put into action. Yeah, as you can tell, I'm very spirited and very excited about this topic. I think it's such, despite the pandemic, despite everything's going on, this is a really, really interesting time to be alive, to be a woman, and to maybe have the privilege to hear a call and answer it, to fight for whatever it is that we need in our lives and in the lives of the women around us. So here's to all of us. I admire you. I love you. I think we are an incredible species, not to discount the men, but today and every day, it should be not in the least also about us. So I hope you had a wonderful Women's Day. I hope you have a wonderful Women's Day, and that maybe you have one or two insights as to how it is that we can be, or you can be, part of this greater movement. Happy Women's Day, everybody.